We are well into this fall season of life, and maybe for women, we are well on our way and getting off of that summer routine of life and ready to join in on this beautiful fall season and use this time to grow in faith. Well, for some women, there is an opportunity to attend a fall retreat, and the topic is so important that their guest speaker is joining us today to tell us a little bit about their theme. Dr. Katie Jo LaRiviere is joining us today. She is the founder of Hazelnut Catholic, and when she's not working on that, well, she is helping form the seminarians in their propedeutic year as one of the deans at Mount Angel Seminary. Katie Jo is joining us today to just remind women what to do when you're feeling poured out. Good morning, Katie Jo. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me.
First, for our listeners, please introduce yourself to us and tell us about Hazelnut Catholic.
Hazelnut Catholic is a ministry that I co-founded with my dear friend and colleague, Jessica Bedortha. And we are a home for Catholics and seekers, especially here in Oregon. We like to say at the edge of Catholicism. So we provide educational opportunities and retreats for women and men in every age and stage of life. We are a joyful and hope-filled team. We were sort of born of this year of Jubilee, and that's the way that we move in our ministry. So we do online seminars and online courses. We do in-person retreats. We've done a few custom retreats for parishes around Western Oregon, and we are just having the time of our lives with the Holy Spirit doing that. So that's Hazelnut Catholic.
All right. People want to find more information can go online to hazelnutcatholic.com and read more about this incredible ministry. So you have been inspired in such a way to recognize that the Holy Spirit is moving here in Western Oregon. And so often things get clouded by all of the secular life that happens in Oregon that we focus on. Have you noticed in starting this ministry that, yes, you are recognizing in many ways how the Holy Spirit is moving in people's lives and how through your ministry, boy, you are able to do so much for the kingdom of God right here in Oregon?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The people who come to our retreats are coming from all different places, right? They're coming from all different backgrounds. They're zooming into our online courses actually from all over the country. And the fact that we're able to host this here in Oregon among the very faithful Catholics that we have here, and there are many, is really the Holy Spirit's miracle, right? He has made it possible for us to provide this ministry to a vibrant community. I think sometimes, you know, we get spread out here in Oregon and we forget how many of us there are and how big our community is, and how much we love each other. And so these are opportunities for us to come together and renew our community and renew our bonds to each other and live out our Catholic faith together in, I guess, what we would want to call now synodality, right? Mm-hmm. In that spirit of relationship in the imitation of the Trinity, really. And so, yes, the Holy Spirit has provided us just abundant opportunity to do that. We have been incredibly blessed, Jessica and I, in this endeavor. And we just know that there's more to come. We cannot wait to share all the ideas we have.
That's the really exciting part, that there is more to come, that we have not gotten there yet. And there are just always great opportunities and ways that we as Catholics can grow in faith. And Hazelnut Catholic is another one of those offered to us in the Pacific Northwest. If you are just tuning in, Dr. Katie Jo LaRiviere is joining us today to just help us grow in faith during this fall season. Katie Jo, there is a retreat coming up. While registration is closed, this theme is so wonderful. The fall retreat happening at St. Paul's Catholic Church is Poured Out, a day of retreat and restoration for women, Poured Out. That is very interesting, and I'd love for you to give us a little context for why that is the theme chosen for the retreat.
Yes. So as you were, you know, opening up this conversation, you were mentioning that, you know, everyone's kind of settling in after their summer vacations and getting back in the routine and back to the grind of things. And parents and mothers especially, I think, tend to hit this place in the fall where we just feel like, oh, you know, my kids are back at school, but I need a vacation from my vacation. And I'm exhausted, actually. And so the Catholic Sisterhood, which is this absolutely brilliant community of women in the Eugene, Springfield, Lane County area, they have had it on their hearts for a long time to take care of their community, and particularly the women of their community who need to be filled up, who need care in order to provide all that we do to our parishes, to our school communities, to our families. And so this year's retreat, the Catholic Sisterhood has an annual fall retreat every year. And this year's retreat, we really wanted to dive deep into that theme of feeling poured out, you know, just the feeling of being depleted, exhausted, having given and given and given, and just really needing to be filled up again. And, you know, the question is, where do we go to get filled up, and who do we rely on to fill our cup? And so often we go to the wrong things for that fulfillment. And it's easy to do, right? We get into habits. We fall behind in our prayer life or in our interior life. And so Poured Out, this retreat, is just a chance to rest, a chance to sort of recover and re-practice the skills and the dispositions, the sort of habitus, we might say, of going to Jesus to fill us up, and remembering that he is always there to give us the living water, just as he did to the woman at the well in the Gospel of John. So we are so excited to offer this to ladies this year. If you're coming to this retreat, you know who you are. We cannot wait to see you on Saturday. And if you have to miss this one, that is okay, because the Catholic Sisterhood does this every year. And Hazelnut Catholic also has things going on all year round.
I definitely recommend women to please check out the Catholic Sisterhood. It's such a wonderful group of women, an apostolate of St. Paul's Catholic Church in Eugene. So if you are down in that area, please look them up for more information. Katie Jo, what a wonderful opportunity talking with you today. I really appreciate your time, and we will definitely pray for you and all of the women attending the upcoming retreat. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you so much. And if I could just say, you know, the Catholic Sisterhood has their own website, and they would invite you to sign up for their emails so that you can receive news about these things in the future. Hazelnut Catholic does as well. And so just check out those websites and see what opportunities are coming for you right here in Western Oregon, all over the state. We're not limited just to Eugene, and we do our outreach as far as we can go, to the edge.
Oh, excellent. Well, again, thank you so much, and our prayers go with you for a wonderful retreat. Now, again, that is Dr. Katie Jo LaRiviere. If you want to find out more information about Hazelnut Catholic and also CatholicSisterhood.com, please head over to our webpage on the podcast of today's interview. I will include links that will get you to both of those websites, and you'll find those links at MaterDeiRadio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.